For two centuries, until Russia's capital was moved to Moscow in 1918, the Russian Empire was ruled from Palace Square in St. Petersburg. Today, the vast expanse, surrounded by grandiose former imperial residences, is a hangout for young people and tourists. And some Petersburgers complain the once revered space is being overwhelmed by commercialism and gaudiness, NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
After it had served for centuries as the Tsar's front yard, Palace Square was the place where the Bolshevik Revolution culminated in 1917 with the storming of the Winter Palace. That earned it a revered place in communist iconography. These days on the square, you're likely to run into groups of teenagers loudly singing rowdy ballads and swigging beer from 2-liter plastic bottles. The atmosphere here amidst the cobblestones, especially during the long northern summer nights, has increasingly become one of eccentricity and display.
Michael, I'm speaking English very badly.
Mikhail, who's wearing a leather vest and sunglasses, is one of the many motorcyclists who come to Palace Square regularly to cruise around. Mikhail's tied a large Confederate flag to the back of the bike. It flaps in the wind as he opens the throttle.
Wow!
If the racket of the motorcycle isn't enough, helicopters full of tourists buzz overhead. Clients get a bird's eye view of the area, but the choppers also rattle window panes. The square is surrounded with tour buses belching diesel fumes into the air as tour operators blast advertisements through megaphones. They offer excursions to the haunts once frequented by the debauched mystic Rasputin. Next to the old Winter Palace, a group of American tourists is strutting around in rented 18th century style evening gowns like Catherine the Great used to wear.
$15. No, $10. We get 15 minutes to walk around the city with our hat,
the fan, the dress.
I don't know. My name is Katharina.
I don't really know who I am. I'm supposed to be, living in one of the castles out there.
We actually have to go out for early evening tea,
so we'll see you later.
If dressing up like a Tsarina isn't your style, a man will let you pose with his giant python for a small fee. Alexei says he shares a one-bedroom apartment with his wife, his mother-in-law, the python, and a monkey. People are afraid of snakes, Alexei says. I'm out to show them that snakes are really gentle animals. Under the giant windows of the Tsar's former Winter Palace, now the Hermitage Museum, a woman is repeatedly banging on a small drum, trying to elicit handouts. Mikhail Piotrowski is the director of the Hermitage. He's leading a campaign to clean up Palace Square. He says he has nothing against the rollerbladers or the tourists, but that everything must be done with respect for the historical nature of the area. He especially objects to events like beer festivals on the square, and a recent rock concert by Paul McCartney, which was so loud it set off all the alarm systems in the museum.
They had very loud music. Museum buildings have been trembling. We think it's exactly what you mustn't do in places like Palace Square. Not because McCartney is okay, but if you build a stage which is high as five-story building, there is no view of this Palace Square.
Andrei, who lives in an apartment just off Palace Square, says the continuous clamor has turned life around here into a circus. He's complaining to the teenagers who continue to sing and drink at the edge of the square. Andrei says all of this wild screaming and yelling, it's all too much. But the teenagers are oblivious and defiant as they belt out their ballad. I'm free, free from love, anger, fear, and a predetermined fate, they sing. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg.
Я свободен, словно птица в небесах. Я свободен, я забыл, что значит страх. Я свободен.
from around here.